Brought to you by the Sennheiser S1 family of aviation headsets. Come and visit Sennheiser at AirVenture booth number 288 and experience a new level of customization and comfort in the cockpit. And by the Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics. It delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2013. We're with Alan Klapmeyer of Kestrel Aircraft. Alan, the funding, we know how to build airplanes. It seems like we don't know how to get them paid for. Tell us about your funding issues and how it's affected the program.
Well, first of all, I would say that I think that that's true of most businesses and most industries. So I don't think that we should generalize the difficulty of funding new projects and new companies as being an aviation issue. But as a business issue, it clearly is part of the problem. It sets the pace. We've made a lot of progress. A lot of the detailed design is done. But that next key element for us is the conforming prototype, and we can't do that without the next round of funding. For us, funding is a complicated puzzle, a lot of different pieces, economic development from a variety of different sources, strategic partners, cash that comes in from the current shareholders, and so on. But we are now just getting to a more formal private placement process to raise the next round of equity, as well as talking to other interested parties. And again, yes, it's frustrating, it's slow, it's not predictable, which is a more polite way of saying it's not all that rational, but you know, it's part of the process for any business.
Well, you've imposed some restrictions on the kinds of funding that you're looking for. Has that made it more difficult? Essentially, you don't want any one entity to have control of the project. Is that making it more difficult to raise money?
I certainly think that the healthiest structure for the company is to have a board of directors that understands the industry, understands the challenges, understands the certification process, and so on. And because that's not usually found in single-source financial places, yes, our view is that we would rather not have a single financing source, and particularly a 51% owner. Our goal, though, our expectation is that we'll have a variety of different equity interests in the project and a healthy debate. As I have said numerous times, and I suppose as anybody who knows me expects, I'd love to argue. I don't mind being convinced I'm wrong, but I don't get there without hearing the facts and hearing the discussion and the logic. So that's certainly a process.
Meanwhile, work goes on the aircraft, and things are coming along.
Things are coming along well. What we all thought we could do with CAD, computer-aided design programs, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, is it pales in comparison to what we can do now, and that evolution of that. So I'm really pleased with the work that's getting done by the staff. We've got about 110 people in the company, but you know, large numbers sitting at workstations, in deep into detailed design on the airplane, and the integration of that design is incredible and fun to watch. One of the interesting things, and it'd be great if somebody would go back and do a story on this, I'd love to learn more about it, is how did they ever do it before computers, when it was literally hundreds of draftsmen filling rooms at drafting tables, and somebody had to integrate those parts together? I'm speechless and stunned at what they were able to do in World War II designing airplanes.
Okay, well, how has the funding issue affected the schedule, even though you're not really married to any particular schedule? But people want to know when they're going to see an airplane. What's your best guess?
What we said from the very beginning was that we weren't going to announce a schedule, a performance, or a price, which we would then follow up with about 3 years and about 320 knots and about $3 million. Now it's looking more like $3.2 million. But the reason we said we couldn't announce a hard schedule is because the schedule is primarily driven by funding, and funding, as we talked about, is impossible to predict. Right now, it would still be, I would say the end of 2015 would be theoretically possible. It would be very, very unlikely. So it's now probably sometime in 2016 before people can take delivery of an airplane like this. Should see a flying prototype sort of 12 months after the next round of financing.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2013 in Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Lightspeed Aviation Zulu Point 2. With improved comfort and audio clarity, Zulu Point 2 sets the standard in the premium headset market. And by Jeppesen. Jeppesen's mobile flight deck VFR is a breakthrough app that delivers the smart data you need when you need it. Paper charts and scanned images can't do that. Get a demo and see the difference at the Jeppesen AirVenture tent.